Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 5.
You remembered the name.
Yeah, I did. You know, every once in a while I like to pull one out.
I pull it out every time.
I just leave it in and pray. Not as often as I'd like.
Use your imagination.
I have to every night.
Oh, yeah. Number nine.
Nining it up.
So I've got a. It's starting to become the fall season. We had some fall weather this last week.
We did.
Yeah, it was kind of chilly out, so made myself a little hot Irish tea, added a little Irish cream to it. That's the beverage of choice tonight for all you people interested. See how good that sounds? That's for all those people who hate it when people drink and slurp.
If Cornell listened, he'd probably be irritated
Yeah.
right now.
Cornell, that's for you. Maverick is trying to hijack my microphone cord.
We're live pre-recording the show and at Brandon and Maverick Studios, or B and Maverick, or B and M. I
I don't
don't
know what
know.
it's called. BM Studio. Bowel Movement Studio.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we
Shit happens.
decided.
Oh,
Oh.
pun.
That was a good one. We decided to let the dog roam free tonight.
Yeah, I hope he barks.
I do too. He probably will. He's occupied with a rope right now. Cause... Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing there?
Must be the limo driver. Yeah.
He's gonna have to wait.
I forgot to tip him or something. The limo that brought us to the studio.
Exactly.
Was it last time that you gave me my birthday card? No, it was two episodes ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I got Jeffy a birthday card. Jeffy's birthday is either... It's in the vicinity of today. I don't know if we should give away what day we're recording.
Well, I'm not Cornell. It'll be out quicker
Yeah,
than
that's
6 months from now.
true. With Cordell, it was like having a baby, you know?
Yeah.
Could come soon, but, you know, most of the time it went long.
Yeah, it was late.
I got Jeffy a nice pink card. Well, the envelope's pink. No one knows what the... I know what's inside of it, but...
You know, when you texted that, I was a little surprised. Okay, gonna read it.
Yeah, read that.
It's in sparkly red and maybe purple
Yeah, it looks purple.
letters, and it says Fab U Licious.
Fabulicious.
That's so totally you. Have the happiest birthday.
Totes.
And here's what's written down. Jeff, OMG, it's like your birthday. I'm totes happy. It's actually the number four, it's not spelled out. For you. I can't even. B to the MAC and Maverick. And there's a stick dog picture of Maverick.
Yeah, he drew that himself. I was pretty proud of him.
That's a really good drawing.
Yeah, not bad for looking at him. He's just a pup, so you can't expect much, but
Thank you, sir. That is amazing.
I can't even, Jeff. I just can't even. What can't you even, white girls? What can't you even?
Right.
Finish your sentence.
And why can't you spell FOUR? Is it that difficult? You can even misspell it and do FOR. I don't care.
I was going to just do four and then the letter U, but I thought, you know what? I
You
can only,
can't only do so much.
yeah, I couldn't even.
You can't even.
Speaking of white girls, I took Maverick to the dog park yesterday, which was really fun actually. And there was a white girl with a dog named Bentley. That never happens, right?
Right.
Yeah. Also,
Was her dog a stripper?
No. There was also a black guy with a pit bull. Also never happens. Never see that anymore.
No.
Just two completely unique events that happened yesterday that probably have never happened
In the history of mankind.
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, there was a little, you know, a dog about this big named Bentley. He probably carries around in her purse. It wasn't a Chihuahua though, so that's cool. I don't know what it was. It was a little tiny dog.
Was it Yip Dog?
It didn't yip much. Maverick liked it.
Hey, did you like the bitches?
Hopefully it was a female dog.
Hopefully he's not the gay.
He's probably just, you know, experimenting.
Okay. There we go.
That's because you called them the gay. You got offended by that.
I'm sorry. You like bitches. Sorry.
Yeah. Take that.
All right, so I'm just going to do a little brief overview of what I've got scheduled for tonight. I don't know what you have, but
I got a couple things.
Got a new thing that I'm going to do, and it's called The Gayest Text I Wrote This Week.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, what else do I have? I don't know if I'm going to do this, just because I didn't really prepare. I just brought up the page, but we're going to start doing a segment where we're just going to read funny Craigslist ads.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Of course, grind my gears. I've got two open letters.
Oh, man.
I've got lyrics. I'm going to tell the story about the birthday dinner that we had yesterday, even though today is my birthday.
Oh, today is his birthday. He gave it away.
Oh, fuck.
That's all right.
Oh, I had cupcakes. They were good.
I still haven't got cupcakes.
But I was going to bring some over, but they're, which my favorite's yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah.
And you don't like the chocolate.
I don't like it. Well, I like it in some forms. I bought some Sixlets yesterday. They're good. I don't know. It's kind of scary because it says candy-coated chocolate. Or it says, it doesn't say, like, chocolate. It just says chocolate or chocolate-flavored something. So it's like, maybe it's not real chocolate. Maybe that's why I can eat it. Fake human-made stuff.
Yeah. It's made in a laboratory. A laboratory.
I have some gear grindage also. I'll add to your list and some lubage. So, and then I have like a little, thought of some things. I was going to throw some words at you and see what the first thing that comes to your mind is.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to do that, but I totally forgot. So.
You got quite an itinerary though.
Right? Yeah. So next time I'll come up with things and you can do the first thought. So what do you want to do first, guy? Well, you know what? Let me just go ahead and do the birthday thing because I will forget it.
Do the birthday thing.
All right. So we're sitting around the table eating pizza. Of course, me, my impatient ass, like, you know, my mom says we're eating at 5. Everyone's taking their sweet ass time. So I just sat down and started eating.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. I do what I want. And we're sitting around and they actually got me a case for my MacBook Pro. Yeah,
it's quite a case.
It looks like it's Kevlar almost.
We're going to test it out later with bullets.
Yeah, we're actually going to shoot them. We're not going to throw them because that wouldn't be very effective.
Yeah, who knows?
But anyway, so my brother's like, what's that made out of? And my dad goes, some kind of semi-hard material. And so me and my brother are just like laughing. And Braden, my nephew, who's anywhere from the age of 0 to 23... starts like going, what are you guys laughing at? And we just kind of play it off. But, you know, it's like when you're in church and you're not supposed to laugh and you can't stop. It was like that. Well, then later, my mom's talking about, because she watches Dakota, my great nephew, Taylor, my oldest niece's son.
Yeah.
And she was like, he used to love baths. Now he just screams bloody murder. And my mom goes, yeah, it was really bad until John, which is my dad's name, came in and put balls in the tub with him. and then he started playing with the balls and he was having a good old time. And Braden starts laughing.
Nice. Balls.
So Braden's, this is going to sound terrible. I'm just going to say 11, 12.
That's close. I'm sure it's right.
10, 11, 12, and I'll edit that and make whatever number it is.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I'll forget. But anyway, it was cool. Like I got that, and then for most of my family, my sister got me a gift card to Barnes & Noble.
Awesome.
Which I'm always good for. Like, if anyone ever wonders, give me a gift card. I'm not one of those people that you have to be thoughtful and think about it and be a creative.
In fact, I almost prefer a gift card or cash.
Or hookers.
You should look for this book titled How to Live with a Huge Penis, Advice, Meditations, and Wisdom for Men Who Have Too Much.
Yeah, I think I need to.
Yeah, I can't read the author's name, but we can goggle it later on the interwebs.
We'll do that. Gotta love the interwebs.
Yeah, find almost anything.
But it was...
including the scantily clad women.
Apparently. Yeah, yeah. But it was cool, man. And then today, it's funny. Every time we record, I have a massage. I had a massage today.
Goodness. Did you tell me it was your birthday? Okay, today's my birthday.
No, but she did tell me. Because, like, I forgot to... Actually, I did tell her, but I wasn't going to. But the thing was, I forgot to turn my phone on silent. And, you know, Facebook, I think today I've gotten, like, you know, 30-whatever comments, and then there are people just texting me or even calling me, mm-hmm. and my phone's blowing up, and I'm like, shit, I'm sorry. She's like, man, you're popular. I'm like, no, not really. It's actually my birthday, and everyone, this is the one time a year exactly. they contact me.
Exactly. You get about 5 text messages from numbers that you've deleted, mm-hmm. so you have no clue who they are.
Yeah. In fact, I just got a happy birthday text from Eric.
Oh, Eric. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for phoning in.
Lick my balls, Eric.
Maverick wants to chew on these books so bad. He's already chewed in a complete corner. Like, there's a stack of books. And he's already... And, I mean, he is fighting me here.
He's something else, man. He's a good dog, though. He's just good. He's just a puppy.
He's just a puppy. No means no, Maverick. That advice will go a long ways.
Unless you have chloroform, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he only has 3 toys in the vicinity, and he doesn't want any of them. He wants either the shoe, my shoe, or the books.
Well, naturally. Okay, well, that was my story, but it was actually pretty cool. You know, I'm pretty antisocial, but, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't too much time. It was only like an hour long, and then I went back and started playing my video games again.
Yeah. There you go.
Which, man.
I don't think I'm ready to invest in a PS4 yet. It's tempting.
It is. The graphics, man, I love it. The game's called Destiny for you nerds.
Are you gamer nerds?
Yeah, but it's pretty badass, and I enjoy it.
Well, it looked amazing. The screenshots and videos that I've seen of it.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool, man, and literally, you know, I'm on vacation or whatever. I've probably played every day till maybe 4 or 5 in the morning.
Nice. Yeah, I forgot you're off work.
That's not fair. Well, I figure it's a national holiday.
It is true. I think the banks were closed today.
Yeah, they were. But stupid Obama didn't.
Yeah, he didn't work.
He didn't make it a national holiday. It's just kind of a known thing.
It's true. We're gonna get around. Well, I didn't bring you any birthday pizza, so
it's okay.
Sorry, man.
But I'm sure we'll talk about being semi-hard and mm-hmm. balls at some point during this.
Balls in the bathtub. Man, that always makes my baths a lot better. Go for the rope. Maverick is now playing with the rope again. We'll see how long that lasts.
About 2 minutes, and we'll be chewing on your shoe.
That's true. Or the carpet. He's going for the carpet.
He's a carpet muncher.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Whew. Good to know that.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Do you want to do some, or you want me to just jump into another thing?
Why don't you jump into another thing? I don't have lyrics tonight. I forgot to prepare lyrics. I was thinking about it earlier today, and then just it slipped my mind.
Okay. Let me find the text I was going to... Where is it? Think amongst yourselves.
Yeah, sing a song or do a little dance.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm going to set it up. This is between Cornell and I.
Well, naturally. I figured it would be.
Well, yeah, I've got to make this as uncomfortable as I can. All right. So this is what he wrote. Whoops, forgot it was your birthday. Happy birthday. Thanks, man. Do you feel like an adult now? No. Yeah, that's what I figured. Don't worry, buddy. You'll be a big boy one day. Just drink lots of coffee. I heard it helps your growth. Ha, wanna touch tips?
What was his response?
Yeah, we're friends.
Yeah, figured.
I mean, that's what friends do, right?
Yeah, apparently. That's like the other day when we were talking about the game that started at 7. I thought maybe he was talking about Twister, but... And you thought maybe spin the bottle.
Yeah.
But he said it was sex with friends in a not gay way, so...
What's the point?
Yeah. Friends with Benedicts, as Ricky would say. Man, the new season of Trailer Park Boys is just so good. I was excited. I've already watched it through 3 or 4 times. 10 episodes. Wow. That is, I like that. Man, we could just do a segment of just Text to Cordell.
Yeah.
Like that could be the name of it. Text to Cordell. We can work on that.
But yeah, I thought that'd be a cool new segment.
I do like it.
All right. And I'm going to go ahead and find my lyrics.
He's going after the carpet. Why?
Oh, damn, I have to look him up.
On the interwebs?
Yeah. Well, I had it, but I think when I typed in the funny Craig's, switched to Boomer. Yeah. Okay, this is inspiring for bad people.
Okay, yeah.
Or people like you and me.
Like bad, like I'm bad, or like not good people.
No, not good people. Okay. Like me, not necessarily you.
Well, I don't know, pretty bad.
This is called OPP by Naughty by Nature. Army with Harmony. Dave, drop a load on them. I hope that's not pooping, because that'd just be weird. I don't know what kind of freaky shit they're into.
It's like that episode of The Office where he's like, where Michael Scott, they're doing Casino Night, and he's like, I got two queens, and I'm going to drop a deuce on everyone.
All right, man, I miss that show.
I do too.
OPP. How can I explain it? I'll take you frame by frame it. To have y'all jumpin', shall we singin' it? O is for other, P is for people. Scratchin' temple. The last P? Well, that's not that simple. It's sort of like a way to call a cat a kitten. It's five little letters that are missing here. You get on occasion at the other party. As a game in it seems, I gotta start explaining. Bust it. You ever had a girl and met her?
Yep.
On a nice hello?
Oh, yeah.
You get her name and number, and then you're feeling really mellow. You get home, wait a day, she's what you want to know about. Then you call it up, and it's just her girlfriend or her cousin's house. It's not a front. F to the R to the O to the T. It's just her boyfriend's at her house. Boy, that's what is scary. It's OPP time. Other people's where you get it. There's no room for relationships. There's just room to hit it. How many brothers out there know just what I'm getting at? Who thinks it's wrong because I'm spitting and co-hitting at? Well, if you do, that's OPP, and you are not down with it. But if you don't, here's your membership. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me three times.
You know me three times.
And that's as far as I'm going to go.
I like it. It's just so poetic. The only thing I disagree with is getting her name and number, because it's like, what? Why did you need to get her name?
Right. Names are unnecessary. If you're just spitting it to hit it.
COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the only part that lost me. Everything else was just, wow.
Spoke to me.
It's like just a reflection of my life. And
well, I'm trying to think of the five letters. P, U, S, S, I?
I-E maybe?
That's six. Oh,
sorry, I can't count.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they'll come up, they'll follow up, do a follow-up rap and explain what it is. Speaking of not being able to count and read, we stopped by McDonald's today for lunch, my boss and I did. And
wow, he let you guys.
I know. It was just me and him, so, you know. But you can request a picture menu. Yeah, a picture menu. I don't know. I mean, like, this is at the front counter. Like, it says Braille and picture menus available. And I thought, well, isn't that what's up on the wall there? A picture menu? It's got pictures. I don't know. I'm guessing it's for people who can't read, maybe.
That is fucking sad.
I kind of wanted to ask for one. Can I get a picture menu, please? Like, maybe it has, like, the number of fingers for how many dollars it is. I don't know. I don't know. What's a picture menu?
What if they can't read or count? Then they're fucked.
What if they can't read? Then how are they going to know that there's a picture menu available?
Right.
Also, the sign wasn't in Braille. So, I mean, how would a blind person know that there's a Braille menu? I guess someone has to.
I guess their dog has to order for them.
Yeah, has to point it out. I mean, maybe I'll go through the drive-thru and ask for a Braille menu. Go to the drive-thru. I'm blind. I'm going to need a Braille menu.
Probably wouldn't freak him out.
Could you send that out to lane one? Goodness. Yeah. Oh, well. Maybe I'll try next time.
Yeah. So, I saw this heading, and I'm just going to do one of the Craigslist.
Okay.
Because we're already, like, pretty far into this show. The first, like, 3 minutes were nothing that's going to get deleted.
Oh, okay. Minus 3 minutes.
Okay. The title, oh shit, is Stupid Christmas Plates and Mugs.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
Now, I haven't pre-read this, so I don't know. It may be dumb. Here we have some stupid Christmas shit. They're pretty ugly, but my ex-wife really liked them. So much so that, just like me, she left them behind. Her loss, your gain. 4 mugs for hot cocoa when you and the important people in your life are gathered around the fire log channel in your ugly sweaters complaining about the mild Vancouver winters. 3 plates so that while you're enjoying your cocoa, 3 of you can also enjoy cookies while making sure the second born still knows he was never wanted.
That's fantastic.
Need to go ASAP. Otherwise, that will get used for target practice with my buddy's Glock. That is fucking great.
It is fantastic. Oh, man, it inspires me. I want to write some of these things.
This one intrigues me, so I'm going to look at it. Oh, my God. I don't know what it says, but I'm just going to show you the picture.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
And the title is Creepy Eye of Saruman Pillow.
That was not my first thought.
No.
I saw that picture.
It looked like a dinosaur vagina. Okay, I'll go ahead and read it. This really weird, creepy thing was left for us. It needs to find another home. It looks like some sort of... handmade pillow Eye of Sauron. The colors aren't right, though, so maybe it was the color of a Tolkien fan. It could happen. It's got strings so you can hang it on something, maybe the front door.
Yeah.
To keep solicitors, religious peddlers, and hobbits at bay.
Naturally. Wow. I don't think I'll be hanging that on my front door. How much do they want for it, though?
Doesn't say.
Oh.
I mean, probably infinity.
Yeah, exactly. It's priceless. There are some interesting things if you go on Craigslist and go to the for free section. You know, like, there's a couch on the curb. Just come by and pick it up. It's like, it's kind of sketchy. Not sure I want that couch. Oh, man. That's funny. I haven't looked at Craigslist in a long time. It's because every time I do, I look for motorcycles and I want one. And I look at music stuff and I want it.
Okay, I promise this is the last one I'm going to read, but this is great.
Tonight, the last one he's going to read tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The title is Free Troll Bridge.
I'm sold already.
I have a troll bridge that is no longer needed in our community. For decades, our area has gladly lived alongside the troll kingdom neighboring us.
Wow.
This bridge served as a passageway between our world and theirs. We have always lived in peace and harmony. Until recently, the troll overlord decided to strike us against us in hope of capturing our neighborhood. We banded together 500 strong and smashed the troll rebellion, leaving no survivors.
Oh, brutal.
It was a battle for the ages. Now the bridge that held our worlds together is no longer needed as it's time for it to go on. This bridge is 1000% prepayment elf wood worth a fortune back in Oz. What? I don't know.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'll show you a picture of it.
Yeah, it looks genuine.
Genuine elf wood.
Did they slaughter the women and children also?
I mean, I think it was
a genocide type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right.
I think I'll pass on it, though, and just skip straight to the Eye of Sauron pillow.
Man, that was so funny. Okay, let's see where I'm at.
About to sneeze. This could be dangerous.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I really want to wait on this one story. It was actually, I went up to Cornell's work. I used to go up there all the time, and he'd take a smoke break, and we'd just hang out. But we got racially profiled one time, and
really?
I want to wait for the episode he actually comes on.
Okay, yeah. Just make note of it, remember. Try to remember.
Yeah.
Man, profiling is wrong unless I'm doing it. And then it's right. Because I'm right.
Yeah, you are. All I have left are my grind my gears and two open letters.
You can grind some gears.
All right, let's do it.
I'm ready.
Where the hell is it now? There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Cornell just played me in Words with Friends.
Oh, what a loser. Yes.
Whitey tidies.
Oh, yeah.
Things that stink.
Okay. Yeah.
Tori from Saved by the Bell.
Uh-huh.
She was only on like four fucking episodes.
Yeah.
My small and large intestines.
Mm. Horrible.
Orange.
The color?
Everything about it. Yeah. I don't like the kind you eat. I don't like candy.
Orange candy's never good. No. I like oranges, but yeah. Orange Starburst could be the, second of the worst. Yellow ones are the worst.
Dude, why do they even make yellow? Does anyone like them?
I don't know.
Did they do it to please Asians?
Yeah, gotta make everyone happy.
Thin mints.
Okay, yeah.
The smell of Vaseline.
Yeah? Smell that often?
I've come to smell it every day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maverick also agrees with that one.
All the fantasy football leagues that promise you win, that you'll win money.
Oh, of course, yeah.
When you break a ping pong ball.
Oh, yeah. Because you're going hard.
Yeah, because you spike the shit out of it.
Exactly.
All the dish commercials.
Yep.
I don't understand them. USC.
Mm-hmm.
Brain freezes.
Oh, yes.
Saggy booties. Boobies.
Yes.
And booties.
Yeah, why not?
Shark week.
Yeah, thank goodness it's over, right?
Yeah. Tropical storms. Which... Speaking of Shark Week, after the episode, I've got to show you this. Dictators.
Mm-hmm.
Folding clothes.
Like actually folding them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing laundry. I hate putting it up.
Exactly.
Dick pics.
I'm going to send you one right now.
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Razor bumps. Frozen pizzas. And the final one. When you're watching someone sleep and they wake up and freak out and either fight you or call the cops. I mean, come on. I'm just watching
it's
you
not
sleep.
Like you're harming them or anything.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything wrong. Eric is going nuts on my shoe. You better let me tear my shoes up. Okay, I got a small list. Red light runners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. And they never get pulled over. I mean, it's always, you know, when I ask for no lettuce on a taco, and they put lettuce on it.
Yep, it's not that difficult.
It's not. You actually put extra effort into it. You went out of your way to make it harder for yourself.
Yeah.
To just ignore my request. Adverts on YouTube, you know, I want to watch a 30-second clip, and I have to watch a 30-second ad before.
Yes.
It's like,
I 100% hate that.
Can't stand it. Bills.
Oh.
As in, like, bills that I have to pay, not people named Bill. Oh, there are a few.
Yeah, there are a couple douchebags.
We'll get to those douchebags on another episode. When you get to the bottom, I might have done this before, you get to the bottom of a bag of chips and it's just crumbs.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to, like, throw it away.
And then if you, like, just try to, like, lean it back and dump them, you get crumbs all over your face.
Yeah.
And it actually stabs your eyeballs.
Yeah, many times. There's not enough hot chicks hang out with us.
That's true.
So, yeah, that sucks. Not enough hot librarians.
Man, that's the truth.
Yeah, we probably should start a petition or a movement. Also, not enough sexy maids.
Yeah, in, like, French maid outfits.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have to be French, like, actual French maids, but, you know, they can be.
If they're hot, that's okay.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
You just have to shave the pits.
Speak your French, that's fine. Maverick, too. He is going left. Yeah, that's a short list. Some things that lube my gears.
I've got one.
All right, go for it.
Oh, you go. I'll okay. Go with them.
Things that lube my gears. Sexy maids. hot librarians.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, like I said, every week, boobs. Just every week.
And boobs.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
The original trilogy. Especially Empire Strikes Back. Losing my gears.
I'm kind of worried. I hope Disney doesn't fuck it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they'll do all right. But if they fuck up, dude, me and you are going and beating the shit out of Mickey Mouse.
I'm ready. I could do it. Probably slap Minnie once or twice. But then, you know, we'll go behind the Space Mountain or something. Hot tea. Hot tea was good. That's one thing I like about fall is I drink a lot of hot tea and it just lose my gears.
Have you noticed, sorry, just a real quick, every female in the world is posting about, like, pumpkin something from Starbucks?
Yep. I don't understand. It's even, like, I was talking to a friend the other day about the cold weather. She was asking if I got out and rode my motorcycle in it. I said, yeah, it was cold, but, you know, it wasn't as, you know, I've ridden colder. And then she went on to she actually said, well, you know, I asked her if she's excited about, you know, the fall weather or whatever. She's like, well, of course every girl is because of winter clothes and pumpkin spice. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, you talk about boots. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Females in their fucking boots.
I don't understand the obsession with the pumpkin. I've tasted the pumpkin spice stuff. It's like,
It's pumpkin?
Yeah,
it's like, or some people say pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
It drives me nuts. All right, go ahead.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Maverick's gonna. I'm gonna have to get a new pair of shoes after this. A good massage. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I haven't got one in a long time. Just putting that out there to anyone who wants to give me a massage. Well, not anyone.
Yeah. Some fat hairy dude wants to. Yeah, you don't want all that.
Sure. Finding money.
Oh, yeah.
I was going through the attic at my mom's house the other day looking for a couple things. Actually, looking for the Super Nintendo. Didn't find it. Found the N64. And I found the only thing I can assume is, you know, when you move, when you're going to move and you start packing things and you start out really being organized and separating it all, putting in boxes labeled kitchen or, you know, this and that. Then by the time you're almost finished packing, it comes to the point of just throwing things in random boxes. So I can only assume that's what happened here, because I found just a crap load of change. And my mom ended up rolling the quarters, and then took the rest of it to the bank. And it ended up being like $140 worth of change.
Not too bad.
Packed away in a box in the attic. It's been up there for however many years. I took about $120 in change the other day. It's, yeah, if I see a penny on the ground, of course I'm picking it up.
Fuck yeah.
They say don't pick it up if it's tails up, it's bad luck. It's like, whatever, I just found a penny.
Yeah, I'm a penny richer than you, bitch.
Let's see what else. You too.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the new CD, but I think it's cool. They just kind of put it out there.
I'm glad that Apple has such a good relationship with them.
Yeah, if you go to your music app, and you look at the artist little button there, that's actually Bono's profile. He is. They are definitely in with Apple. And if you don't like YouTube, don't listen to it. Don't sit there and complain that it's in your cloud account. Just don't listen to it.
Yeah. Once again, like the lettuce, not that difficult.
Yeah. And then blondes.
Yeah.
And brunettes.
Yeah.
And some redheads. Some.
Some, yeah, some are
true. I don't want to just be, you know, I don't want to generalize and say all redheads.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are some things that lube my gears.
Oh. Oh. Mm. All right. Well, I've got one, and this is kind of crazy. So I kind of reconnected with this girl. She, we actually, I mean, how can you really say this? We dated in third grade for like a week or two or something.
Oh, my goodness.
She just texted me. It's funny.
I thought maybe you had to look to check and see what
happened. No. No, but, you know, she found me on Facebook a while back, and we became friends, and dude, from, you know, she moved away when, I think sixth grade, she said, or something, and I guess she moved back senior year back to Weatherford, my hometown, but I was going to a private school, and I just saw her around every once in a while, but it's been cool to reconnect with her. Like, she is so different in a good way. I mean, let's just put it this way. If she came on this podcast, she would own it.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it would be like when maybe like Andrew came on.
Awesome.
And I am not kidding. I mean, she's hilarious.
That would be fantastic.
So, there you go. Hey, Brooke. Well, you lube my gears.
Mm. Way to go, Brooke.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, well, maybe we might have to add that. I mean, we got a long list of people who want to guest, but you know, who knows?
Yeah, she lives in Weatherford, and it'd be difficult for her to get away, but if she ever can...
Yeah, we'll send the limo.
I'm telling you, man, she will own it.
We can send... always send the limo. What? I think Maverick wants to say something. What?
He's just going to chew on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what he wanted to do. I don't think so. All right, Jeff.
So... all I have left are two open letters in my ending.
You want to do one of your open letters right now?
Yeah.
I'll let you do that.
And this one, man, you're gonna like this one because, well, any male will, because we've all had to deal with it. Uh-huh. Gotta look it up.
Morning wood.
All right, you ready? We do, but that's not it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
This one is titled Dumb Bitches.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a rage when I wrote this, so I don't even know if it makes sense. Hey, you dumb bitches. How are you going to be mad at men because you're stupid enough to keep falling for dudes that fuck you and leave you? You complain there are no nice guys out there, but that's bullshit. I know several genuinely nice people that would treat a woman right. Quit blaming all guys for your problems. Your dumbass is part to blame. You suck as weenie, as awesome as that is for him. You're setting yourself up for disappointment. Pull your head out of your ass. Don't settle for a smooth talker. I'm not saying I'm a nice guy at all. I'm saying this because I'm sick of hearing it. You want the challenge and think you can change someone, but you're wrong. Quit posting shit on social media. Nobody fucking cares. Also, the guy you talk to about this probably doesn't give a damn. He's acting like he cares so he can nail your ass too. I know men can be dogs, but I know several women that are teases or play with guys' emotions.
Oh yeah.
If you want to talk to someone about it, then find someone besides me. I don't care unless you're going to let me tap that ass. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself. Or me, if you want me to listen to your bullshit.
Exactly. I'll give you 10 minutes to ramble on and then we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a thing online that said that, you know, when a girl says, all men are the same, what they should say, basically what they... mean is all men I like are the same.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. It's not that all men are the same. It's just that you go for the same guys all the time. You better stop. He's pulling my shoelaces.
He just wants to retie them.
Yeah. No, they're not even tied.
No.
I didn't bother tying them. I just tucked them in because I'm not really going anywhere.
Yeah. Do you have something else? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to throw some words and stuff at you. And you just... tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
All right.
A couple of these might be difficult, but a couple of them will just, I think I know how they'll go.
All right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Charles Barkley.
Terrible.
Awesome. Bald.
Cornell.
Oh, yes. I was hoping that would be it. Shiny.
The knife that I'm going to stab the masturbator with.
Okay. Peaches.
Sex.
Okay. Yeah. Canada.
What's that all about?
Canada. Get in your car.
I actually think of Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, that's me too. That's why I threw that in there. Because I was watching a bear.
Dumbass.
That's random. But,
well, I think of that bear Giles or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Hate that guy.
Sky.
Blue.
Fat.
Man. Roseanne.
And red.
Ginger.
Wow, there you go. Some word association. I like it.
That game's gonna be fun.
I agree. I didn't make a big list because I just wanted to see how it went. But that was good. I liked it, especially the first couple ones. Exactly as I hoped. Hi, Cordell.
Cornell Campo.
Making soup.
Making copies.
Oh goodness, we've lost it.
Yeah. All right, so this is going to be Masturbator Part Trey. You ready for this, people?
I'm ready. I'm holding onto my seat, actually.
Hey, asshole. It's me again. I bet you have a blog about the best flavored condoms. You are considered a condom-tasting connoisseur. You think RuPaul is a legitimately hot chick. You are the reason relatives should not make the sex with each other. If I had a penny for every dumb comment you made, I would retire, buy an island, and live my dream of ignoring 99% of the population. You are the closest thing to a walrus penis I have ever seen. You got rejected by your sister. You are one of the reasons China will kick her ass. If you were standing on the edge of a high cliff, I would push you off. You waste air and time. You take dick pics and send them to dudes to see if you have a chance. Your favorite bird is a swallow. You are well endowed for a tick. You wish the USA had a dress code where only dudes could wear sweatpants so you could check out their dick prints.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Your full potential in life is sucking dicks at McDonald's bathroom stall and the customer giving you something off the dollar menu. You probably watch dick on penis porn. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, we should have that guy on the show so everyone just can... No, we probably shouldn't.
No, I'd end up stabbing
him. Yeah, I'd sick Maverick on him. Maverick would go nuts.
I mean, if there was a dictionary with ADHD, I mean, I'm not kidding. This guy's fucking picture would be on there.
Yeah, he'd be under a few different words.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Me neither, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I could tell. Man.
All right, well.
It's always good to end on one of those.
Yeah. Do you have an ending line?
I don't. No, I like yours. I've been working with some some music bits to maybe play in the background of your ending. We'll see how they go. I haven't finalized anything. I've just been kind of putting stuff down.
Yeah.
I'll pick something.
All right. Well. It's that time of the show, and we're gonna be about an hour, which that's fine. Yeah.
It's, you know, my hot tea's gone, and it's getting a little toasty in here because I turned the air off.
I know, and I forgot to take off my jacket, so.
Probably get that $120. I might, you know, that'd be a good. I could find a good woman of the evening with that.
Yeah.
So
she may let you do it twice.
I might do that later. So we'll see. I don't know. The night is young.
It is.
All right, wrap us up.
All right. Remember, folks, take care of the human population and have your child spayed or neutered to control the idiot population. If you wonder how to come to that conclusion, then ask yourself these three questions. Do they like dumb shows like Jersey Shore or almost any other reality show that's stupid as fuck? Do they like stupid music like One Direction or Nickelback? Are you a piece of shit, worthless person? Chances are they will be too. If so, get it done ASAP. If there are any questions, you can contact Brandon and me at our website on Facebook. Shut up and listen.
I like it.
There we go.
On that note, on behalf of Jeff and Maverick and B to the MIC, era.
That was good.
Whoa!